I think I have three good friends. I have lots of people I know, you know, that are sort of acquaintances, you know. But I think my three good friends would stand by me as close as a sister.
Yes, but mistress, you know yourself, you go out there and look in these homes. You find out who your friends.
Oh, you mean like Mr. has a picture of Jesus up on the wall?
I don't know, but I'm just telling you, you look in these homes where they can these poor people. And they ain't able to do nothing for themselves. You know what they say? I can't take care of them.
Oh, they put them out?
There we are. You go in them homes, you'll find them in there.
Oh, you mean the old people?
That's right.
Oh, right.
Is that right?
Now I see what you mean, yeah. You're saying that they'd put you there if it wasn't for God taking care
of you? Why, sure. That's right. If he didn't feel it in the thoughts of somebody to make a way for me, well, I'd be there too.
So you think like the way that we have welfare now for old people, that's from God?
Yes, ma'am. That's right. It ain't from man, it's from God. Yes, whatever you do for these old folks, mistress, that's God. He revealed it in your thoughts to do that. That's why you're doing it. That's right. That's right. He revealed it in your thoughts what to do, to go help that poor old colored man or old colored lady do something for her, give her something. And that's him feel that into your thought. Did no man do it. God done that. You think of that, and there ain't nobody talking to you. You take we old people now. Soon you'll get where you ain't able to do nothing for yourself. Well, we better can put him in the old folks' home, where you have somebody to care for him. Well, where are your friends?
Oh, you mean they just go on and leave you?
That's right, that's what I'm telling you now. Where are your friends? Now, if you got all them friends will do something for you, to say, don't care, I'm going to keep them here, we'll see it. They don't use that for you.
Okay, let's get back to work. I'll keep in mind what you said. It was real nice of you to tell me.
Well, I'm trying to tell you the best I know.
What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
A black cat?
Yeah.
I don't know now. I got two black cats myself.
Oh, wow. I didn't mean that. Suppose you break a mirror. What do you call that? Did you ever hear a jinx or hoodoo?
Yeah, I heard of it, but I don't know about that.
You wouldn't say those either? Okay. What about a person and everywhere he goes, he seems to have bad luck? You'd say that person's a regular...
unlucky.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
How was that?
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
What I'd call him?
Yeah, what do you call the child?
He's undutiful, ain't he?
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
That's undertaken.